Morning, Chopper.
Morning.
Morning, George. You're right. Morning.
What are you holding?
Get off. What are you? What is that?
It's a mannequin's head.
Right. With a full head of hair.
Quite freaky, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you carrying that around with you all the time at the moment? Is that your new friend?
I'm practicing on it. I haven't. You notice the hair's quite good at the moment because I haven't started cutting it yet.
Yeah. Blimey, I hope you're going to run your fingers through people's hair a little bit more delicately than you've just done there. Are you going to chop all that off today?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
What kind of cut are you going to go for?
I'm going to do a Ron.
A Ron?
Yeah.
What's a Ron?
It's like a bob, but a bit more, but different.
It's like a bob, but a bit different.
It's like the classic posh...
Thank you, Vidal.
It's like the classic Posh Spice look, but you have to kind of... It kind of goes... It's got some kind of weird pattern to it at the bottom. I don't really understand, but it's called a Ron. That's what I remember.
Could I have a bob, please, Scott, with a weird pattern thing at the bottom?
I don't know what the technical term is. Right. I've only done one day of training. Today is day two of training for Celebrity Scissor Hands, this show I'm doing for Children in Need, where I have to cut people's hair. If you've applied online for any beauty treatment, maybe you could text me on 81199. I want to know what they've got in store for me. And maybe if a researcher has called you back, you could call me or text me on 81199 and you might be able to give me some more knowledge of what
they're expecting you to do.
Yeah,
I
don't know at the moment. Just played Sexy Back, Justin Timberlake. Hello, Radio 1.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that, please?
It's Johnny from Unofficial Mills.
Hi, Johnny from Unofficial Mills.
Hiya.
Hi.
They've just got back to me from Celebrity Scissorhands yesterday.
Right, and what are they saying?
Well, they've offered me colonics twice now.
Right, okay, so you filled in a form online, right?
Yep.
And what did you put on the form that you wanted to have done by me?
Just anything, really.
Right. Did you not...
not
okay.
Like that.
Right, okay. But did you put haircut, did you specify anything?
No.
Right, okay. I'm just trying to get an idea of what the researchers are planning for us, because obviously they're not telling us anything at all, the people that are in there. All they've done so far is teach us how to do a Ron hairdo, and that's it. So I'm just kind of wondering what kind of questions they ask. Give me the dirt, please.
Well, they asked me if I had any sisters. I don't know what that was about.
Right.
They wanted to know my hobbies, my interests.
Yeah.
Same sort of rubbish, really.
Right, okay.
But the only treatment they asked you about was colonic.
Yeah, they seem pretty adamant that I should have colonic.
How many times did they offer you that?
Twice.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not being funny, but I don't really want to stick a tube up someone from a fan site's arse.
Don't you?
No, I don't. So, I'll cut your hair, Jono.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Mutual.
Yeah, okay, good.
But they seem to have you down for the colonic irrigation role. Yeah. It would have been by that conversation.
It does. They've offered it to you twice now.
No, you.
Oh,
you.
Yeah.
They appear to have you down.
Definitely.
for giving that.
Yeah, yeah. Jonathan, you could do with a Ron, I think. It's time for that hair to go. Now, a lot of people are confused about who the other celebrities are. So let me just run through them.
Go on, then.
Emma Sams, most famous for her role as Fallon in Dynasty, and then the spin-off show The Colbys. We're talking, like, mid-80s, right?
Right, okay.
And then she was in General Hospital, a soap opera, for about 24 years in America. So she's got a kind of slightly American twang. But then she goes really English again.
But you've got something in common with her, then, haven't you? Both starring in medical dramas.
Yep. Then we've got Michelle Dubry, who won The Apprentice. You know her. Rowetta, I'm through, aren't I? The one that used to do backing vocals with the Happy Mondays, and she was on X Factor.
Yes.
Then there's Scott Mills. No idea. Who? Some bloke called Steve Strange, who was in a band in the 80s called Visage. His biggest hit was called Fade to Grey. Yeah, and he nicked a Teletubby doll once from a shop in 2000. Otis, or I don't know, it might be Otis or Ortis Dealey. Is it Otis?
The aardvark?
No, not the aardvark. It's a guy that used to be on Live
now,
and
Kicking. I would pay
Otis
to watch
the
Otis the aardvark.
Would be amazing. I have not met him yet because he wasn't there on Monday. He was in Kid Adulthood, a British movie, and also starred in Derailed with Clive Owen and Jennifer Aniston.
All right.
And he used to do CBBC. Richard Fairbrass from Right Said Fred, who they're still very big in Germany.
Yeah.
In fact, You're My Mate, their 2002 hit, stayed in the German Top 100 for 23 weeks.
Well, it was a very good song, that's why.
And Darren Day, who of course has been on Don't Try This at Home and You Bet. When was that? And also has appeared in Grease, The Rocky Horror Show, and Joe Sisman, The Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and recently had a guest lead in BBC One's Doctors. And Sarah Kaywood, who's off the lottery, and was on Live and Kicking. Oh, she's done quite a lot of TV.
No, so at the moment, lottery.
Yeah. So those are just some of the people that are going to be on this Celebrity Scissorhands show. I think it starts on the 5th of November.
Have
and more training today.
Bonded with any of them yet?
Yeah, they're all very nice. I've not met Otis or Ortis yet, but no, they're all fine, yeah.
Even Darren?
So yeah, Darren's fine.
All right.
Look, I've only met them for one day, okay. Do you know what I mean? Tensions will be high when we go into the academy, as it's called.
Even Darren?
Yeah. 7:21. Basically, I'm...